I'm going to share my top secret for losing a substantial amount of weight and keeping it off, which is what I've done. And that secret, as you'll discover, is, well, bittersweet. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about the day I gave up sugar. I'm really excited today because I'm about to share with you my number one secret for losing 25 kilos. That's about 55 pounds and keeping it off permanently. The truly exciting thing was that it was relatively easy. It required a little willpower at the beginning, but in maintenance mode, almost zero willpower. Yesterday on the program, I talked about the fact that the consumption of sugar in societies like the one in which I live has skyrocketed over the last century. Back in the 1800s, we ate like about 7 kilograms or 15 pounds of sugar a year. Today, it's topping out at 70 kilograms or over 150 pounds. The crazy thing is that we think that that's normal. But before the early 20th century, the only way you could get sugar into your diet, anything sweet, was to fight a bee for their honey. There was no farming or mass production the way there is today, or be near an apple tree when it was in season, once a year, or chew on a log called sugarcane, because, hey, 99% of sugarcane is a log, 1% is sugar. What we today consider normal is, in an historical context, grossly abnormal, and it's our high consumption of sugar and other refined carbohydrates that very clearly is at the heart, pardon the pun, of so-called Western diseases like obesity, cardiovascular disease, that's heart attacks and stroke, and diabetes. And the reason we're talking about this stuff is that God's given you and me this amazing body, complex, brilliant, exquisite. And whilst in the 20th century we managed to wipe out many of the traditional diseases that killed us en masse, increasing life expectancy in most countries, we've also managed to introduce new ones, and not just in the Western world. As the Western diet has crept into countries like India, especially with its high consumption of sweets, well, India is now the diabetes and heart disease capital of the universe. And I see it too as I travel around Africa. The research shows that within 20 years of the Western diet high in refined carbohydrates making it into a country, almost like clockwork, heart disease, stroke, obesity, and diabetes appear. But don't take my word for it. If you're online, go to YouTube and watch the video called Bitter Truth by UCSF Professor of Pediatrics Dr. Robert Lustig. The high refined carbohydrate intake isn't just killing us and disabling us. It means that many countries now have a problem with childhood obesity, previously unheard of. Today, in America and Australia and Canada and lots of other countries, childhood obesity is a pandemic. For the first time in the last few centuries, if current trends continue, it's likely that our children's life expectancy will be lower than our own. That's a scary thought. So, here is my number one secret for losing the 25 kilograms which I've lost and I'm now able to keep off without ever having to think about it. I have as completely as possible removed both sugar and refined carbohydrates, white flour, peeled potatoes, white rice, white pasta from my diet. And I know that you think I'm crazy, but hear me out. As I said, when I came to this conclusion, my wife and I went through our pantry and we removed everything that contained refined carbohydrates. Barbecue sauce, 42% sugar by weight. Breakfast cereals, which we thought were healthy, 35% sugar. Fruit juice, see, I thought that was healthy too. Cake, chips, chocolates, cookies, white bread, Thai sauces full of sugar. Pretty much anything and everything that had been refined and prepared by someone else. And there was nothing left. Meat in the freezer, eggs in the fridge, some cheese and vegetables, some fruit. It was very demoralizing, really. And the first week for me was hard not having any sugar because we're addicted to the stuff. I used to kid myself that I wasn't, but I was. Do you know that researchers bred some rats without taste buds? And they put two clear fluids into their cages. One was water with sugar, the other was water with cocaine. Each rat chose the sugar and became addicted to the sugar solution. The change in our diets was radical when we did this, because just about everything out there has sugar and flour in it. It became a bit like our friend Bill, who's a celiac. He always has to check everything before he eats it, and now we're the same. I check the label, I ask the waiter, and I will not allow refined carbohydrates to get into my mouth. I know. You think I'm nuts, right? Well, let me tell you what happened. The weight just fell off me. Now, let me tell you, I eat butter, cheese, eggs, bacon, all the high cholesterol things that traditional medicine tells you are bad for you. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow because my doctor is absolutely over the moon with my blood test results. I eat as much as I want, whenever I want, and I lost 25 kilograms. Come on, it's 55 pounds. You know, you think I'm crazy, or maybe I'm lying, or both, but that's what happened. The moment I removed all those refined carbohydrates, and by the way, the withdrawal from sugar lasted about a week for me, and then I was fine, I lost my appetite. I just wasn't hungry much anymore. And here's the science behind it. When you eat refined carbs with a high glycemic index, your body digests them very quickly. In an instant, your blood sugar spikes, so now your body's pumping masses of insulin into your bloodstream to deal with the sugar. Because insulin is the stuff that processes the blood sugar into energy and carries the surplus into fat. A spike in your blood sugar produces a very strong insulin response. And the insulin does such a good job of mopping up your blood sugar so quickly and effectively that now your blood sugar plummets and you're left with a very low level of blood sugar. And what does that tell your body? I'm hungry. What's your response? I'll eat. And you'll eat something that'll give you a quick fix, and so your blood sugar is rapidly going up and down, up and down. Your insulin is pumping way too high, and there you have the beginnings of insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and diabetes. Remove the spikes in your blood sugar, and most of your hunger goes away. That's the secret. That's the reason I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want, because I now want less food, and I want it less frequently. I can do that as long as I don't have refined carbohydrates. And my friend, that's in a nutshell. That's how I lost 25 kilograms, 55 pounds. And for the very first time in my life ever, I've kept it off without having to try. All I do is I avoid refined carbohydrates. And as I walk past those sweet muffins at the cafe, right at eye level that look and smell stunning, there's not a single twinge of desire in my body to have them. Because I've broken the habit. I've been through the withdrawal and the desire is gone. What I've just told you may sound completely counterintuitive. It did to me at first. And please remember, I'm not a doctor and I'm not qualified to give you medical advice. But you know what I've noticed? Truth is almost always counterintuitive. God's truth invariably flies in the face of conventional wisdom. Now, here are three resources that I access frequently to wrap my mind around this stuff. The first is, in fact, two books by lawyer and author David Gillespie, who, like me, was grossly overweight and, given his gifted legal mind, applied his forensic skills to the problem of weight loss, something I've greatly benefited from. His two books are Sweet Poison and Sweet Poison Quit Plan. Buy them on Amazon, Kindle, iBooks. The second are those videos I told you about by Professor of Pediatrics specializing in childhood obesity, Professor Robert Lustig. Just search for Bitter Truth on YouTube. And finally, there's a great blog and website by a brilliant young doctor, Peter Attia, called TheEatingAcademy.com. All three are brilliant, and if you are a person whose lifestyle and waistline and blood tests aren't what they should be, it's time for you to wrap your mind around this stuff. Remember, my secret number one, get rid of the sugar and the other refined carbohydrates in your diet, and the weight will just drop off. Way too many people in this world are carrying way too much weight. And that's led to a global pandemic of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, heart attack, and stroke. But it needn't be that way. Armed with a few simple facts, it turns out to be much easier than you might think to lose the weight you need to lose and keep it off permanently. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Secrets for Losing Weight and Keeping It Off to help you live a healthy life to a ripe old age. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.